It looks like it has a little color change down there, too.
Yeah, maybe a slight.
Seems to get a little darker. A lighter and a little darker.
Shadowing away here.
I had the photos. The walls are just about vertical on the trench, Joe.
Okay, we need an SESC.
Roger, Jim.
3/4 full.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dave and Jim. Jim, we think you can collect the samples here pretty well. And Dave, in order to get that drill task accomplished, we're going to have to get you started on that shortly.
Okay, he can't get the SESC very well by himself, I don't think, Joe. It's tough for two of us to get.
Okay, when you finish that, press on with the drill.
Okay, just a little bit. Can't need another scoop.
While you're looking down in there, how deep do you think it is now?
Easy, don't leave the handle on me, I'll drop it, it's too slippery. I need one more, okay? Well, I'd say it's 14, 16 inches deep, Joe.
Extraordinary. Thank you.
Okay, Dave. It's opened up. Yeah. White plast in there. A little bit more. Keep coming. Good job.
Hey, we got enough?
Yes, sir. We got 75% fall.
Outstanding.
Okay, you're going to leave me and I'll sample it myself. I guess I'll fill the bag myself then. I guess you'll have to. Okay. Okay. Unless you want to go do the drill.
Not at all, brother.
You got her. I'll do all the... Why don't you loan me your checklist?
Oh, yeah. Guess what?
Yeah. Oh, I think I... Joe brought me through it. Which bag you want to put the SESC in, Joe, while I got it here? I'm sure you've been thinking of that. No. I didn't figure I could. I'm going to toss this.
Anyone's fine.
Right now. Try and get it going. Too late. Put up. Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing? Press on. Okay, Joe, I'm going to do a little, sampling of the trench.
I hear you.
Hang on to the bags. I'm going to drill. Watch me.
Probably won't be quite as much of a sample here since I'm doing it myself, Joe.
Dave, is the SESC stowed now?
Oh, it's in a seat pan right now. We'll get to it later, Joe.
No, that's fine. That's a perfect place. Couldn't have suggested any better myself.
Good.
NDR, as you probably know already, all we we need from this EVA is really the hole in the ground. The drill will probably give out on us during your rest period. And if need be, we can pull up whatever you get later on.
Okay, Joe, fine.
You wouldn't want to go on towards the north complex without visiting the outset site again, would you?
Shoot, no. Never.
Okay, Joe, the soil sample from the bottom of the trench is a 252.
252, great. And Dave and Jim, we're coming up on 15 minutes, 15 minutes before closeout.
Do our best, Joe.
Roger, and you've done yeoman service.
I have to get in your way there, old buddy. I'll get out of here. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I need to use this area.
Sampling the side. I'm just going to sample the top over here.
Okay, Jim, sounds good if you don't see layering.
So I can get on with the penetrometer.
Okay.
Make a difference up here.
Okay, Joe, the top of the trench, 253.
Roger, 253.
You give me in the way of the camera, old buddy.
253.
Am I stealing your picture?
Yeah,
if we're going to use all that film. Now I got to get some bags here, man.
That's fine, we can still see.
Dave's talking about the other one.
Okay, I'm going for the penetrometer.
Your camera's in your seat pan if you need it.
No, I don't think I'll. I can't take pictures and do penetrometer at the same time.
Why not?
About that.
Dave, you'll get a warning horn and you'll want to go over to your aux water shortly. Just wanted to advise you.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
And Dave, you'll want it to drop into the ground as slowly as you can easily control.
I forgot, I'm sorry. Just in a hurry to get it done, and I just forgot your 1 inch per second, and I'll do that. Some days. Okay, I got a horn, a tone, and aux water.
And Dave, go to men cooling, please.
Hey, Jim. Jim, would you get my aux water?
Yeah.
I just can't feel in there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay. It's on you. I'll make you put you on men cooling at the same time. No, I got the men cooling part. I just couldn't feel the aux water.
Okay. I can get it. I'm right here.
No, I got the men cooling.
Oh, okay. on the caller.
Roger.
Okay, Joe, I have the half-inch cone installed, and I'm going to, sitting on one, I'm going to index it to two.
Okay, Jim. Dave, as soon as you get that unstuck, you'll want to back it off 1 1/2 turns. It'll come loose.
No, Joe. You can't bend over as far here as you can in 1G. Joe, I hope you can watch this on TV. The ground plate, I pull it down, and the spring is too strong, I pull the ground plate up.
Okay, Jim, we watch. No problem.
The ground plate's there. Maybe it'll stay there. I'm doing it adjacent to the trench. Right here. And I'm pushing. I'm bottomed out.
Roger.
These prints might stay here, Dave, so I can photograph them later. Yeah, where I took it. Okay, that was adjacent to the trench. I'm indexing to three. And I'm going to do the trench bottom.
Beautiful. And Dave, you might check your film mag if you're back at the rover now. See if it's run out. And I'm talking about
the
DAC.
Probably wouldn't have gone run out by now, Joe. That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't have run out by now. I just turned it on. 12 frames per second. It looks like it's 90% gone.
Okay, beautiful. Outstanding.
And I need a call when my sublimator gets going, Joe. Okay, I'm in a trench bottom and I'm pushing. And I'm bottomed out.
Roger. And Dave, the diverter valve is yours.
Thank you.
Okay, verify flag clear, please.